not ready for you yet.
He's very nervous about this.
This is a big, big thing.
Just trying to warm up a little bit for you, Stan. I don't want to go cold on you.
Okay? He's nervous.
I know he is.
No, I ain't nervous, man.
I've teased Dave quite a bit.
It's hard to rock at this hour of the day.
I understand that.
You should be able to rock on, I'd say, 45 seconds notice.
Thank you, Haney. But this is a big thing. I've teased Dave a lot about his guitar playing.
How many seconds notice?
45.
Yeah.
And how he plays in drop D and plays all of that heavy, what do you call that stuff he listens to? Death rock?
Heavy death funk ska.
Right. I didn't know, and I tease him.
He likes the metal and the ska equally.
Mm-hmm. And he has told us a story.
But remember, Dave, it's supposed to be surf music today.
He told us a story that he lived next door to the Ventures. And that
he played with the Ventures.
And that he played with the Ventures.
He used to jam in their garage.
Jam in their garage and was going to be a Venture until he got burned.
That, I believe, is the genesis of the supposition on the part of Dave and his family that he would be a rock star. Am I correct?
Absolutely. That was the plan, was to become a rock star.
Now, I've never heard him play surf music before. But if he
can.
But if he was going to be a Venture,
if he doesn't do it today, I'll be surprised. I have heard him play surf music, and he can do it.
I am rooting for you. I'm rooting for you like nobody has rooted for anybody else.
Yeah.
Get yourself ready.
I'm ready.
We're going to treat the audience
to
some...
Can you give
them
a D-A-V-E Dave cheer?
No.
But you said you were rooting for him.
I am inside.
Okay.
And I really want to see you succeed. And from what I understand, we're going to get top flight.
Yeah, I'll play
top flight surf music.
Oh, look who's here.
I know. Hey, Cooley. What's happening? The thing is... Tom is excellent. Haney, you're fantastic. And I've always picked on Dave because I don't think I've heard what he is good at.
I'm telling you, he can play the surf music.
So, a guy that's worked with the Ventures, played in their garage,
was the torch was going to be passed. Dave was going to be the next generation Ventures.
Yep. So, ladies and gentlemen... Without any further ado, let me
just
go.
Set up for him?
Yep. He just has to turn the volume up on the guitar, and he should be good to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave the Waterman of the New Ventures.
Change pickups.
What the?
Change pickups. Put it down on the...
You know how to change the pick. That little switch there.
Boy, put it all the way.
There are five positions. You pick one you like.
Sounds like a beginner to me.
I was rooting for you.
Play something recognizable.
Can you play something that we know?
That's Apache.
What?
What?
That's Apache.
That's Apache? Okay, that we know.
Okay, okay. Go ahead. Oh, let me introduce you again. Shh, hold it. Stop for a second.
That's Apache, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, future Venture, he's calling himself a member of the New Ventures, surf music extraordinaire, Dave the Waterman. Second. Okay, why don't you start with something like that?
You got to play something he recognizes.
You got to be a showman.
Apache, man.
You know what? Yeah.
Well, play the hook from Apache.
Play the hook. Dude, hold it. Stop for a second. Well, there's the hook. Let me introduce you.
Please. What the hell's going on around here?
I'm waiting for you to play something. I'm sticking up for you.
I'll play the old standard.
There you go.
Yes, that a boy. Now go ahead, go. Start over again, though. Start from the beginning, because I'm talking over you. Hey, pay attention to your guitar playing. Don't stare at me, and I don't want to talk over you.
Shut up! Just introduce me.
Here's Dave the Waterman of the New Ventures.
Come on.
Hit it.
Oh,
Making it too hard.
I know.
Dave, just hand me the guitar.
Oh, you're gonna. Oh, all right. Hey, and then
special treat.
Mark, here's Mark Haney.
Yeah, learn how a pro does it.
No, what
Your
I want.
Fingers can't even fit around the thing.
Dave.
It's distorted.
Let me show you how easy it is to impress Stan.
Yeah.
See, you're trying to play things that impress you that are technically difficult.
Right.
Here's how you impress Stan.
Okay.
Watch, he's gonna go crazy. He's gonna go nuts.
Yeah, I got that.
See, that's all you got to do to impress it.
Go ahead, try that. Try that. No, go ahead. Don't do that.
No.
Come on.
That's all you got to do.
No, I ain't doing it.
You do something simple that he knows it's not really hard to play.
I haven't said anything. He's
here,
telling
Dave.
You. Go ahead.
No, show him. No. Teach him a lesson once and for all, Dave. Here.
Give me
don't
a
be
claw.
Playing out of a glass. He'll do his in a second. I want you to try. I want you to try that.
No.
Oh, come on. Come
I'm
on.
I'm taking my ball, and I'm going home.
Kool-Aid, you don't play the guitar at all. You want to try?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Kool-Aid.
Give me that. It's not that hard.
Fat boy.
See.
What's this for?
That's a call a pick. This is Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I'm hurting.
It's an original song.
Yeah, original.
He wrote this.
Because I'm not the favorite. But I should be, because I'm a celebrity. Because I'm the man. The end.
Wow.
Tom, please. Please, let's bring Tom in.
Did I get it out of tune?
Oh, yeah. Yeah!
With yourself, you
awesome,
got the you
Tommy.
Got you got the desired result, didn't you?
Tell you right now, I've done nothing. I don't play the guitar. I wanted to be entertained by the guitar.
You're a lot better than I am, Tommy.
Haney went and did Batman. We heard some great surf music.
I did an original tune,
and you did an original,
which was awesome, man.
Yeah.
That was just pure emotion.
I just sat here. Why is he mad at me?
He just he threw down his keys, put on his jacket, and left.
Dave!
You got to learn to take a risk.
Dave! Kool-Aid, go find him.
Do your solo, man. Lose the surf sound and do your solo.
Really leaving, is he? What do you
he said if you want him, you can call him at home.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon.
Got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. Where's your finger? Excuse me.
Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday, or this I like to call Saturday Eve.
Oh, fuck. I swear to God, yeah. Whatever show it is you're watching, yeah. If you keep watching it, you're going to start growing breasts.
Yeah, I know. I know it. I already feel it.
And you don't need any more heaviness in the chest area.
No, I'm at my worst.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing we have company as we go through it.
Oh, yeah. I am, I'm taking the day off today.
Oh, are you?
I'll be here, but I made the determination on Wednesday.
Can I take the day off, too?
No. He's your responsibility.
Well, he's no trouble at all.
That's all right. Now I can stop.
He's no trouble at all.
Now I can take the day off. Go ahead. I'm going to let you today. I'm staying out of it. I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to scream at you.
Really?
You're going to go and babble off about total nonsense. I'm not going to stop you when we get off kilter on the time and all.
Well,
don't matter. Go.
I would like to figure something out.
Well, we've got a few minutes here before break.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. In Control.
Oh, are you in charge now?
Apparently so. So, yeah. What's
good
up?
Deal. We'll have a nice day.
Damn right, Mark.
Go ahead.
What I was curious about is the subject of D-Train, because for many years, D-Train was our producer, and it wasn't our decision. It was things in D-Train's life where he couldn't be our producer anymore. But the plan was is that he was going to come in like you every Friday.
Right, right.
And I don't see him here. I was looking forward to seeing him.
I've got answers to all of those.
Yeah.
All of those things.
Dave, you're in charge. Can Stan explain it to me?
Yeah, am I allowed to?
Or should you explain
it? No, I think Stan should go ahead and fire away. Let Mark know what's up.
What are
you on? Dude, I'll tell you what I'm on. 357.
You're not doing that again, are you?
Yeah, I took one today.
Look at his eyes, Haney. Look at his eyes.
Dave, why are you taking trucker
pills?
Because
he's sick.
Because, man, I need energy. I lose so much energy. I expend so much energy.
I want to show you something.
You are just...
You see this?
I expend...
Do you see this?
Tons of energy. What is it?
Don't feed him anymore.
I'm not...
He is so wired right now, it's not even funny.
Can I just look at it?
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's a little cinnamon mint, and it's 40 milligrams of caffeine. Very low dose.
Oh, it's not like 350 milligrams.
No, not 357.
Yeah, that's true.
D-Train texted me and said there are business issues that he has to take care of at
Well, that's fine. I just miss him.
And he did want to let us know that he's listening, that he's got to take care of a few things there. He's hoping next Friday he'll be able to come
in. Just I miss my buddy. That's all.
He also sent me a few other things.
Yeah, the whole crew, man.
sent me a few other things that I should ask on today's show about... the one who's in control.
Well, didn't
today.
You say that you weren't talking to D-Train anymore?
No, I said I hadn't talked to him in about a week or so because he's had things going on.
But you're posting stuff.
See,
aren't
I don't
you?
Know. You know I've been sick. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Am I not allowed to post something?
I didn't know you posted it until it was brought to my attention.
What did I do wrong?
What are we even talking
about? What did I post wrong?
If I can get a word in edgewise.
Well, I'm the host of the show today, so...
Yeah, well, this is no different from any other Friday, except I'm not going to yell at you.
Stan, I'm not raising my voice.
Isn't it nice having him not yell at you?
I'm telling you, it feels great. What's up, dude?
You got extra cash?
Not a whole lot.
Do you have extra cash?
I got a couple dollars,
I was going to say, how do you not?
No, I got a few bucks. Why?
D-Train sent this to me. Stan, will you please ask Dave the Waterman how he suddenly has money for a tattoo?
That is called, remember last week what I told you?
I don't know. I wasn't here last week, so why don't you
the week
snap
before,
out
excuse
of it?
Me.
Why don't you say
the
you're
week,
so strung out, it's not even funny?
The week before last, I said a buddy...
The week before last, and the week before last, and the week before last, and the week before last.
I said, what did
fine,
I say?
You're St. Gabriel medal and bring in your guitar. You haven't done any of it.
a friend of mine's got a tattoo gun, right?
Jesus.
And Jesus. He's just starting tattooing. And I said, I'll let you practice on me. I said, don't worry. I said, I've got my own tattoo needles. Okay.
You do?
Yeah.
Why do you have tattoo needles?
Somebody had given them to me at some point in my ventures through.
So they could be 20 years old. You don't know.
I don't think they have an expiration
date. He posted something online.
Yeah, there's.
It wasn't just D-Train asking me. I said to him, I said, what, did he get a tattoo or what? He's posting stuff online. What Dave posted was sent to me as well.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Three tattoo needles, and it says, tattoo tonight.
Yeah, man.
Getting some new ink.
Yep.
Maybe I'll get a portrait of Stan, LOL. And then D-Train replied to him, you got no money for food.
He is hungry.
Yeah.
But it's... You got to understand, man, this guy is practicing, okay? And I've seen his work. It's not too bad. Are
you
really?
You could be our next big winner. But realistically speaking, the odds are overwhelmingly against you. Thanks for listening to the Stan and Haney Show on 96K-Rock.
I don't know why you won't listen to me. Why are you doing the 357 nonsense?
Jeez, you idiot. Hey, let me ask you.
I wanted a boost of energy.
You,
and...
Look, you're a drug addict. Why don't you take some whiskey and even it out?
I think no, that's the sir. Only thing you no, can. No, now, you've no. got so much in your system, you got to have something to even it out.
It's a little early.
You see?
It's a little early, guys.
It's a little too late because you've already put all that stuff in your system.
Yeah, but... Dude, it'll wear off.
Around my life, I have been surrounded over the years.
Mm-hmm.
By some of the greats. You're talking about Al Dole, Pal Fasine.
Some of the greats that loved to drug and loved to drink.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is, I've become an observational expert.
Absolutely.
And when I saw you come in today... And your eyes look like deer in headlights. And you know what? Anybody else.
But he does always look like that.
Worse today.
Oh, my God.
Anybody else would have sent you home.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I don't see it.
No way, man.
Do you need something to cool you over?
No.
All right.
I probably don't need to be drinking the soft drink with caffeine.
And already listeners are hearing it. And I don't want to read the emails. Because they're hurtful.
Of course.
But I will say this, and I appreciate people that will leave their name. And there is a gentleman
like Mark Goodson and Bill Todman.
There's a guy in North Fort Myers named Alex, been listening to us since we got here in Fort Myers. And had a long... As you can see the text, it's a long, detailed text. And these are people that
he has an idea of what we've been through?
Yeah, he's a guy that, a listener that Haney and I cherish. This guy's been with us through ups and downs, and he's made an evaluation on you. My advice to you is take a shot of whiskey and level things out.
No.
Stan, you're one of the most level-headed people I know.
Thank you, Haney.
I would agree with you on it, but a little early, okay?
Yeah, let's do the grab bag.
I'm not doing it, Ron.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Yeah, yo, I'm not doing that, Ron. Let me get my boss to think I'm okay. Meanwhile, you come in here wired. You know, I hope you...
What difference does it make? You're not working today.
Yeah, because you're wired, and plus you're
energy
getting some
drinks.
Plus, you're
it's
getting some ink
drinks.
Tonight at a home, private home,
possibly,
or it could be a public place,
and
an alleyway. I don't know where this is happening.
One thing I wanted to ask you before I do the graphic, just one thing. Just say good or bad. It's not a long diatribe. It's just good or bad.
What's you got?
How'd the meeting with the FCC go?
Didn't have one.
Yep. And stop lying to people.
Okay.
You know what? It's fall in some parts of... Well, the calendar says it's fall.
Woo!
And you know technically
what,
it is.
Yeah, and you know what that means.
It's fall at Dixon Farms. A perfect time of the year to enjoy all the goodness we have to offer. like our famous Dixon Cider and Dixon Nuts. When it comes to our products, it seems like men, and especially women, love Dixon Cider and Dixon Nuts. They perfectly complement each other. In fact, my wife loves Dixon Cider. Then afterwards, she always loves a handful of Dixon Nuts. Isn't that right, honey?
You know, it's true. This time of year, I just can't seem to get enough inside me.
She loves Dixon Cider.
And I love Dixon Nuts, too.
Guys, it's the perfect fall gift for your gal. Dixon Cider and Dixon Nuts. And don't forget to heat it up. Try warm Dixon Cider, too. Either way, she'll love it. Dixon Cider.
And Dixon Nuts.
From your friends at Dixon Farms.
See, you got to do it for people that don't know.
Yeah.
There are people hearing that for the first time.
Yep.
Even my ministry.
Yeah.
Do we have that anywhere?
The original is phenomenal. I might have it somewhere. No meeting with the FCC?
Drop it, man.
No, I'm just wondering.
No.
Okay? Because that's what you were telling everybody.
What is he talking about, Dave?
Dude, drop it.
What is he talking about?
He's just being...
No, I'm not. Do you think I make this stuff up?
No, you don't. And I'm not getting into it. Let's just...
What does an FCC meeting mean?
Nothing. It means absolutely nothing.
Well, where would he get that from? Because he wouldn't make that up.
It was.
So it's real.
No, it's not.
Is it? Did you or did you not say that?
Not.
So he's making up FCC meeting.
He's not. It's just, please, let's move on.
Is it real or is it false?
Please.
Is it real or false?
False.
So Stan's lying.
Real, excuse me.
So real. You did have an FCC meeting.
No.
But the FCC meeting is real.
Never mind. I got to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, you got
to
talk
to you. Or do you need us to recommend someone?
Do you got a good psychiatrist?
Oh, is that what you're referring to? I thought you meant talking to the program director about giving his own phone out.
Oh, that, yeah. And you know what? I should go do that right now.
He's not here. He's working.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's going to be at Millennial Brewing.
But you will be able to talk to him through the microphone.
Cool. That's great because that's a bunch of...
No, it's not.
Malarkey.
No, it's not.
I mean...
You know what? I appreciate a kid like this.
I don't think he did that.
What? Have an FCC meeting?
I'm trying to find out about the FCC meeting, but I don't think he gave out anybody's phone number because I made him get rid of it.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Yeah. I believe you.
I did get rid of it, man.
Somebody got it from somebody.
No.
My life.
Do you spend all week dreading Fridays?
No, he spends all week knowing that Fridays is party time.
No.
Because one night he's at a big old party doing stuff he shouldn't be, begging for beers, and the next night he busts a private party and barfs.
Were you begging for beers?
No.
Yes. I got the text.
Did you even see the guy?
That we're referring to? Yes, you did. See?
Did you say hello?
A cordial hello, yes.
I'd like to call for a one-week investigation into that.
Oh, my
Stan, gosh, man. I don't know that there's any need for that. Jeff Flake.
Yeah. Kid in Fort Collins did the right thing. How a kid thinks. He was doing his homework. And I think it might be a she. I couldn't tell. It's a young kid. Oh, it's a he. Couldn't figure out a math problem. So he did the only thing he could do. Called 911 to get the answer.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
Hi. Yeah, this is an emergency, but I'm 10 years old and I'm working on my math homework right now. And I can't figure out what 71 divided by 3,052 is.
How much?
What? 71 divided by 3,052.
3,052?
Yeah.
I could try to help you. I don't know how to do that off the top of my head either at the moment, so.
Okay, thanks.
1 second. Are you working on decimals or?
I'm working on division.
Good. Keep
them
calm.
Yep.
So it's Are you sure it's 71 divided by that, or is it 3,052 divided by 71?
It's 3,052 divided by 71.
Okay. 1 second. Because just doing it on a calculator, it's 42.98, which you would round up to, like, 43.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Is that all you needed?
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you go.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wouldn't it be great if all of society was just like that?
Yep.
Wouldn't it, Dave?
It would be.
You look like you're about to start crying.
It would
be. Well, it's because it's the pills.
No. No, it's not, Stan. It's because I got yelled at by a chick earlier this week because I asked her if she was okay.
Well, you a lot of things you say around chicks, like talking about a girl I set you up with, telling her best friend she's got a big head. A lot of that works. That works real good.
Oh, we talked about it on the air.
No, it wasn't. I was on vacation.
Does she have a big head?
I'm not getting any deeper than I already am.
Well, why were you yelled at asking if a chick's okay? Is it a chick you knew?
No, I was in a parking lot, and the person had dropped stuff, and the kids, she had like a couple kids, and they were causing chaos.
So you wanted to be a superhero.
And she had a bunch of groceries. I said, ma'am, do you need a hand with anything?
And she turned on you.
And started.
Yeah, because you're a creep factor.
No, and started just cussing. And I'm going, whoa, all chicks are crazy.
So she was like coming at you.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, this is not cool.
How'd she look?
She was decent looking, I guess. I mean, but it was, you know.
But she wasn't like all that where she thought you were trying to hit on her? Or?
She probably did. But I was just trying to be kind and say, hey, man, I'll give you a hand if you need a hand.
It's very confusing, isn't it?
It is.
Can we move on now? You're done talking? I mean, I'm letting you go.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Let's do some grab bag.
Letting you go. I mean, you can thank you. Wow. I just have to play a portion of this from yesterday because this was a great moment.
You're talking about Lindsay?
Yes, great moment.
Oh.
Great moment in history.
That's like you.
Oh, that's not the one. What is that?
No, that was the earlier testimony, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Why didn't that move?
God, Jeff Flake cannot leave government service soon
enough. If you
wanted
an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham. God, I hate to say it, because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend. This is not a job interview. This is hell.
This
is going to destroy the ability of good people to come forward because of this crap. You have interacted with professional women all your life, not one accusation. You're supposed to be Bill Cosby when you're a junior and senior in high school. And all of a sudden, you got over it. It's been my understanding that if you drug women and rape them for 2 years in high school, you probably don't stop. To my Republican colleagues, if you vote no, you're legitimizing the most despicable thing I have seen in my time in politics.
Amen.
And I don't know what they want. And now Blake is, we need to have that FBI investigation. Everybody has explained it going back to Joe Biden in 1991.
Yep.
Nothing's going to happen.
Yep.
No, what'll happen is they will publish all of the testimony that's already been given.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a tradition at Wrigley Field. Harry Carey used to do it.
And he did it perfectly.
Seventh inning stretch, take me out to the ball game. A lot of celebrities have done this. And before he was president of the United States, Donald Trump did it as well.
1, 2, 3, take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and crack.
a beautiful voice.
I don't care if I never come back. It's root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
My goodness. Is there anything he can't do?
I know. It's a beautiful thing. I got
Dave. What are you doing,
Dave? Put.
I'm trying to figure out this new digital.
Do it on thing. Your own time. I believe today you punched in. You're on the clock.
Yeah,
put the effing phone down.
But I can't. It's just it won't do anything else.
Good. Leave it alone.
It's fine. You don't need it right now, do you? Did you need it for something?
No, I don't think so.
Let me show you what a team player is versus an individual. Why are you getting all messed up? I'm setting up a clip.
Okay.
You got issues, man. And it's
well, because you
know what? Your brain's all polluted from the pills.
No, it's not, Stan. It's just, you know, this team player.
Let me tell you about team player.
I am a team player.
I think that Stan overestimates the effect that pills may have had on you because you were born a certain way.
Yeah. Yeah.
High metabolism?
High metabolism.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Got to feed your lines now, too.
No.
CC Sabathia of the New York Yankees. He's an older pitcher now.
I thought that was the lead guitar player for Poison.
Yeah, too. He's one of the older guys, and he renews his contract yearly. And because he's on the back end of his career, if he performs, if he exceeds a certain amount of innings, if he...
Incentives.
Exactly. It's in sports. It's incentives. He lost $500,000 in incentives last night. Why? He was on the verge. He had to go like one more inning so that he gets a bunch of his incentives.
Mm-hmm.
But
and you're talking about big money when you're talking about incentives.
They were playing the Tampa Bay Rays last night. And in the early innings, I think it was the first, second inning, he made a mistake. He didn't intend to, but he hit a batter. Well, the Rays go and say, if it's unintentional, you don't retaliate. But the Rays retaliated. So CeCe went back out to the mound with one more inning to go to get his incentives.
One inning.
Well, you'll hear it. To get his incentives and was told, they hit ours, you hit them. And so he gets fined by being thrown out of the game and loses his incentives.
Sucre leads off. And he hits him. And now CeCe just lost himself $500,000 as he's thrown out of the game. That was the perfect guy to throw out, Sucre, the catcher, after they threw at Romine. And that's why CeCe's teammates love him, David.
CeCe don't play.
Now, the reason I said it cost him $500,000, not about a fine. If he pitched 7 innings today, he would have reached an innings plateau that would have given him a $50,000 bonus. And he was well on his way to doing that. He'd thrown just 55 pitches, coasting. And $500,000, not 50. He's got 55 pitches on the day, but he felt, hey, it was more important to send a message after they threw behind the head of Romine. He was going to plunk their catcher, and he did, and he gets thrown out of the game.
$500,000.
Was he set up?
No, that's his job. I mean, he didn't care. Said my manager says, retaliate after you went and threw at the head of our catcher. I'm going to do it.
Stan.
The first one he did was unintentional. That got it all started.
Is there ever a time that you and I are involved in something where 500 grand is at stake and we
never.
Go, we don't care?
Never. Not a.
It's more important that we hit the catcher.
I've never seen $500,000.
No. I don't understand the mindset.
Paul McCartney's going to be on 60 Minutes.
And wouldn't that void a contract? Because he's told to go do that.
Yeah, he's told to go do that. I wonder how his agent will handle that. Because he is
told wasn't his idea.
No, he was told to do it. Paul McCartney on 60 Minutes, they sent a little clip talking about his relationship with John Lennon. and how John only complimented him one time.
Were you guys competitive writing with each other? Did you compliment each other?
Me and John? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were competitive, yeah. Not openly, but we later admitted, yeah, you know, so Paul's written a good one there, I better get going. And I would similarly, that's a bit good, right, here we go, come on. Peter written Strawberry Fields, I would write Penny Lane, you know, he's remembering his old area in Liverpool, mm-hmm. so I'll remember mine.
Mm-hmm. And when that happened, did you compliment each other?
Once.
One
John
time?
John gave me a compliment.
In how many years?
Lord. No, I think it's Revolver. But it was Here, There and Everywhere was one of my songs on it. And but John sort of, just when it finishes, that's a really good song, that. I love that song. And I was like, yes, he likes it. You know, I've remembered it to this day. It's pathetic, really.
Did you ever heap praise on him?
Yeah, I would tell him his stuff was great. Mm. You'd normally have to be a little bit drunk. It helped.
Yeah, you know how it is. I love you, man. Love you.
That's a great example, though. Strawberry Fields leads to Penny Lane.
Absolutely. Let's close the grab bag out today with words of wisdom from Ricky Gervais. He was on The Tonight Show and said he's getting fatter and he will not diet. I'm not, sorry. Not
Why
gonna,
should he?
Not going to diet.
No, I'm getting fat again. My back aches.
Well, have you ever thought of doing something different or like changing your diet?
No. Well, what's the? I love what I eat, right? And this, all right, okay. I do eat and drink too much. Every day I eat and drink too much. Every night I have wine, beer, I eat pizza, and people say, "Oh, if you give that up, you'll live an extra 10 years."
Yeah.
That extra 10 years, they'll be the last 10 years. So they're the worst 10 years. Do you know what I mean? They're, it's like, if I got to 80 and someone said, oh, you gave everything up, yeah, it was awful, right? And they say, you got another 10 years. If I could say, okay, I'll have 80 to 30 again, they don't know, you've got to have 80 to 90. I've seen people in their 80s, hernias. When you're in your 80s, hernias. If you're in your 80s and you're making a cup of tea and that kettle's too full, if you lift it up, there's a very good chance your stomach can pop out through your
No,
I want to eat. I want to eat and drink too much and then die.
It's the best way.
He's right. Those last 10 years doesn't mean that's great.
No.
And let me tell you something. They can be. But you and I were talking about this recently. If you lose the ability to take care of yourself, initially, there will be an outpouring of sympathy.
And then loneliness.
It dries up.
Yep.
And when you cannot take care of yourself, nobody else wants to take care of
Correct.
Things for you. And then you end up warehoused.
Yeah,
and
in a then, facility.
And then as much as you may have hated school or being a child, it comes back on you 1,000 times worse.
Pewter Mug North. Coming up on the show today, when we come back, we'll open up the phones. Open phones, prize blowout. Got a couple of Universal Halloween Horror Nights. A few other prizes, including a couple of tickets to the Millennial Brewing Oktoberfest starting today. Matter of fact, Jeff Zito is going to be there from 4 to 6. Goes all weekend long. We got a few other things later on today. Broadway Joe and his NFL Picks of the Week off to one of the best starts ever. However, I had to make a correction from week one. I gave Broadway a credit for a win
when it was a tie.
But still, I think to start the season off, because he didn't do last week, first 2 weeks of the season, 19-9-2.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
What are we going to do about these communists that have infiltrated the government, Stan?
Dig up Joe McCarthy.
Somewhere in southwest Florida, an ancient evil stirs. Then Stan and Haney stepped on it. You're welcome. And remember, kids, evil is for pussies. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Woo! Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
I think I'm going to need your help.
What? Well, phone numbers... 239-277-9600. Open phones, prize blowout. We got some prizes here for you. Contribute to the show. Dave's here in all his splendor.
Woo!
Yeah, right there. Strung out and missed his big meeting with the FCC.
I don't think he's strung out.
No, I'm not.
What is he? What do you need help about?
What would you say you are, Dave? Would you say you're... I don't think you're strung out.
No, I've got a very high metabolism, man.
And that's all it is.
I intake more caffeine daily than I need to.
And you know this.
I do know this, yes.
But why do you do it then?
Yeah, if you already have a high metabolism.
And you know that you're taking in too much.
It's just one of those things, man. You know, I just do it.
Is that a good answer?
No.
It's not, but I just do it. Yeah. Does it work, though?
If I don't want to answer a question and I can just go, it's one of those things, will that satisfy people?
No, it wouldn't. But
Is it a good answer?
No. I just do it, okay?
When was the last time you drank?
Yesterday? Nope. Whole week.
Really?
And now, is that just because it's worked out that way, or did you mean for that to happen?
You didn't mean for it.
No, I started getting really bad cramps.
And vomiting.
As you get older, it's harder to do.
Yep.
I've given it up.
Yep.
I know you have, yeah. When did you give it up, actually?
Let's let Dave ask his questions here.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been several years, and it wasn't like I was having stomach cramps or anything. I just got bored with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if Haney and I go out somewhere, we might have a couple of convivials. But
yeah, I think the last time that...
You and I drank.
Yeah.
You hungry, Dave?
Not really, but...
What did I say outside?
Yeah, sure.
Are you thick?
I'm starving, actually.
Why don't you just snap...
Why are you starving? You got plenty of money.
Yeah, you got plenty of dough.
Well, I just didn't.
You got money for a tattoo.
I'm not paying for that.
You hungry?
Yes.
Junior today brought you some food.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, sometimes it's Haney covering your ass. Sometimes it's me.
Yeah, man.
Used to be D-Train a lot. Now
D-Train did a lot.
Yeah, Junior has got you. There you go.
What is...
There you are. Eat up.
I don't know anything about this, Dave.
Yeah, eat up.
Bro, is that what I think that is?
What's what?
Those are worms, man.
It's good.
It's something Junior picked up.
It's something.
Can I ask you a question? Did these come out of your yard or something?
Yes.
Huh?
Those aren't those flatworms, are they?
Those Cape Coral flatworms. Eat up.
Hold on.
There's a lot of protein in there,
hold on.
It'll help you.
Hold on. All right, let's do it, boys.
Now, I want you to tip it back.
I put on some stuff to pump you up, Dave.
I don't want you.
Hey, don't worry about what he...
Well, I just don't
want
to...
I want you...
You think you're going
to... I want you to tip it back like it's a bag of peanuts down the hatch. They're worms. Yes, they are.
Right.
And we're filming it right now.
Got it.
What kind of worms are they?
I have no clue.
What flavor are they, Junior?
Well, I think one was Mexican spice and the other one was cheddar cheese.
Yeah. These are... You've seen Andrew Zimmern do this before.
Mm-hmm.
They're your regular maggots.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't this what Anthony Bourdain had, right? But
yeah. Now... Here's what I want you to do. Like you have a jar.
I know.
Right in.
I know.
Right in there. Like one shot deal.
All right. You got a picture?
All right.
All right, ready?
I'll get it to really zoom in
right,
on
right,
the...
And these are flavored, too.
Yeah, they've been flavored.
They don't smell flavored.
Well, you said they're cheddar and Mexican.
Yeah. Enjoy. Now I want you to chew them up, chew, and then swallow. Ready?
A little fishy.
Just right down the hatch. One hit the floor. A worm.
If he said all of it, there's one on the floor then.
He's fine.
You're fine.
Seems like it's okay, Dave.
It's not bad, was it? It's pretty good.
They're really good. I'm not joking you.
I know, that's what I've been told.
So is it more Mexican or cheddar or both?
Hold on. Cheddar.
I'm proud of you. Nice job. I wouldn't do it. Those were, I guess, what do they call them? Mealworms.
Larva.
Well, it is. It's a larva. And if you leave them around, they turn into flies.
Dude, you got any more?
No. Jeez, you know what? Everything's a free handout for you.
No, those are... I'm
okay, give me
them.
Woo!
Yeah. I suggest mealworms, man.
277-9600.
Great garnish.
Well, you know, those are the kind of things that if the whole S house goes up in flames, you'll have to eat stuff like that.
I mean, those are really good, guys.
And
that's
you know,
what Papillon ate.
And if there was nothing else around, you'd be happy to have them.
Don Jr.,
you'd fight people for it.
Thank you, brother. That was awesome.
Here's what we have for you.
That's far from the worst thing you've eaten. Yeah. You probably ate stuff when you were little.
Oh, yeah. I used to eat cockroaches and stuff like that.
Jeez.
Now, were they already dead?
No.
I got something
you'd
for
let
you
them crawl
week.
In your mouth? Did you swallow them or did you bite them?
Bite the heads off. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure
most milky, huh?
Most germ-filled.
And then I would eat frogs as well.
What were they dead?
No. But I did get a lot of warts.
On the inside of your mouth, or?
On my hands, man.
Yeah, because you know, frogs will give you warts.
That's what I was...
What are you, some kind of fairy tale?
What does a cockroach taste like?
A lot like that?
No, it was very soury.
Milky.
Yeah, milky sour.
Like sour milk.
Worse. It was gnarly, man.
Did
you get sick?
Yeah, a few times.
Okay. Stan and Haney, Babakusaw.
Damn, that was good.
We have a pair of tickets to the Millennial Brewing Oktoberfest going on this weekend. Oh, look at this. I do have Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Orlando. And I'm hearing such great things about the Pewter Mug North.
It's like a rebirth.
It's a rebirth. They are in their new location. US 41, North Naples, right next to the new Mercedes dealership. $50 gift certificates to the Pewter Mug. Your job is to contribute to the show. Tell us what's on your mind.
You ever heard this, Dave?
Mm-mm.
This is Priest when they were starting out. 1978.
Yeah, you're not familiar with this.
Stained Class
album. Oh, this
album.
Is when they were wearing all their Flower Power stuff.
No.
This is after
this
that?
This is after that, but before they really hit it.
Okay.
This is like the first real Priest album.
Yeah, you trying to get into it? You want some more whiskey to help you?
I haven't had any, man. Oh, look at that. Look at this.
Yeah, you got a worm head.
Why are you doing that?
Safe word at 4 o'clock, too.
Are you insane?
No, he's not right. Don't you understand it? He's not right.
What do you mean, am I insane?
Is there something wrong with you?
Yep.
No.
Thank God, bro.
You're damn right, yeah. Dude. Hell
you scared
no.
me for a second because no. you were acting like a lizard.
Well, I was just showing you I still had, you know, a little residual. I mean,
when you eat a cockroach and bite the head off, the roach can live for up to 2 weeks in your stomach.
They probably did, man. Yeah. I used to eat cigarette butts.
What is your problem?
And you ate live frogs? How big were they?
Good.
Oh, he got warts, too. Yeah. I don't know, a bunch of bull.
No, you can, hey, bro, you can ask my dad, bro, what I do.
I'd like to ask your dad a lot of stuff.
And one thing. I was a bad kid, okay? We all know this.
Yeah, and are you a good kid now?
Yes. But I would take him as he was grilling out for the family.
I'm sorry, callers.
I would take the frogs and throw them on top of the grill and let them sizzle and hop around a little bit and then eat them.
You know, they say that's usually the warning signs of a serial killer.
They do say that.
Yep.
Me and my buddy Jim
used to do that. Yeah, go and torture animals.
Yep.
And then you move up to others.
No, and then after we ate the frogs, we'd run inside the house and make a fart tape.
What's a fart tape?
Because we'd get gas from eating the frogs, and we'd record everything that came out.
He's just so full of bolt that it's really...
What are you saying? You don't believe this?
I don't believe any of it.
You didn't do that as a kid?
Why wouldn't you believe it?
Why wouldn't you do that as a kid, man? It's funny.
I don't think most kids would do that, but I believe that you did.
277-9600. Halloween Horror Nights, Millennial Brewing Oktoberfest, Babaku Saw, Pewter Mug North, 277-9600. Dave's here, too, if you want to tell him off.
Oh, thanks, man.
Save me from doing it, because I'm this close.
Dude, you want to call my buddy in Los
Angeles? Why don't you just put the phone down?
Oh, is this your good buddy, Jim?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's the guy that locked him in the woods.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm going to call my buddy in Los Angeles.
No, that's okay. Ahoy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I've had better days.
Same here, man.
Yeah, right on, brother.
Yeah, but it's Saturday Eve.
Yeah, it's Saturday Eve.
Oh, yeah. I'll start my vacation soon.
Does that mean Sunday is Monday Eve?
Yep. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, guys. My question is really more for you, Stan.
Yes.
Me and my brother-in-law, we hang out a pretty good bit, and I mean, we play poker and things like that, but we actually thought about getting into golf.
Oh, jeez. Yes.
And I was curious to know, what is one of your must-have items that you consider something that you have to take with you all the time?
Well, you're definitely onto it. It's an expensive sport.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
It ain't like playing cards.
Deck of cards you can get for a couple of bucks. You get yourself a set of clubs and stuff. Get used clubs. Go to a driving range.
The most
first.
I've ever been able to do is buy one club for you.
Yep, and that wasn't cheap. Just go to a driving range and see if you even like it. Have you done that? Have you done that before?
Yeah, I mean, we've been to the driving range before, and we were actually, you know, we're just trying to fill time in, you know, because we go fishing sometimes too. So,
you think they should wait for Top Golf?
I do. Top Golf, I don't care what level golfer you are. When they open up this Top Golf, because they got one in Tampa, when they open the one here in Fort Myers, that is like bowling night with golf. And it's awesome. But
yeah,
if you want to do that, get a group of friends of yours together, go up to the Tampa one. They give you like a little suite there where you can get food and beverages, and then you go and swing a golf club.
All right, man. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
You betcha, brother. 277-9600.
Can't you go to like one of these lower tier courses and rent clubs?
You could.
It's still going to cost you money, bro.
Sure you could. Now, in the summertime afternoon, you probably get onto one of the smaller public courses for, you know, $20-$25.
Nice.
You rent some clubs, that's going to be a few extra. You figure a golf ball, even the cheap dozen golf balls, that's going to run you about $19. And have at it. And you got to have, you know, decent shoes to wear. You don't necessarily have to wear a golf shoe, but you should have a decent pair of shoes to wear.
Well, at least you could figure out if you like it or not.
Yeah, no cargo shorts, collared shirt.
Will they kick you out with cargo shorts?
So, I have been. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello?
Yeah, ahoy.
Hey, how's it going? How are you doing today?
Good. What's your name?
Rich.
Hey, Rich.
I heard that you played hockey.
Did you
play at Germain?
No.
Yes, you did.
Well, I did play professionally. Yeah, I did play professionally at Germain for a while. No, I did. I played in high school.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I've been playing in Florida for most of my life, since I was 3 years old.
What are you doing over at Germain?
Yeah, Germain now, but I was playing at the stadium. Now I'm at Germain.
I know a lot of guys, they absolutely love that men's league.
Yeah, I play the 30 and over at Germain now. It's a pretty
good for you.
There's actually a few pros there.
There's a bunch.
Yep.
There's a bunch.
Yeah, and that's first of all, it's the best exercise you're ever going to get. It's fun. C, you get to hang out with your buddies and stuff and work out some aggression. It's a great thing to do.
Yep, absolutely.
What kind of skates you got? What do you wear on? What kind of blades?
I've got Bauer X20.
Okay, I like Bowers.
Yeah, I've always had Bowers throughout my whole life.
All right, good deal. Can we get you something?
Sure, Halloween Horror Nights tickets.
Yeah, I'll set you up with some. Hold on.
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah, hold on. We're going to take a quick break. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll open up the phones again. Just keep the phones open. Last half of the 3 o'clock hour leading up to the 4 o'clock safe word. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney. Don't worry. They're only doing their C-list material right now. It'll get better.
Don't tell them.
96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Phone number into the studio. If you're outside of our immediate area, it's a 239 area code. 277-9600. We still have, I have another pair of Halloween Horror Night tickets to give away if you contribute to the show. Millennial Brewing Oktoberfest tickets. And speaking of that, and then I got a story from the local beat that's disturbing. Zito is going to be hanging out downtown from 4 to 6. Look for the K-Rock truck.
Just rocking and rolling?
Yep. Yeah, for the Millennial Brewing Downtown Oktoberfest kickoff. We have, as I told you, we got tickets to all this weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And if you want details on it, go to 96krock.com. 17 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Dateline, right by Dave's house, Cape Coral.
It's right down the street from Dave's house.
And speaking of that,
down the street,
you know what we talked to? He talked about his dad. Multiple texters wanting to get his dad on the show. They describe
it as, his dad is a superstar.
Yeah, that would be an epic, epic interview. And I'm not talking about one texter, two texters. Multiple texters would love to have you and your dad on the show.
Remember we had him on the morning show.
Yeah, that was a good 10, 12 years
ago.
All
right, well, I'll talk to him.
He is a compelling man.
He sure is.
He was present for a lot of Hollywood history.
Yep.
Yes, he was.
And mainly our listeners are wondering about you and how you turned out, how you did. Dateline Cape Coral. Listen to this. A vicious dog attack in Cape Coral sent a child to the hospital with broken bones, and it's not the first time it's happened at that family's home.
Jeez.
Police have been sent to this house 5 times this year for animal bites. This time, the family's dog snapped a 3-year-old leg in 2 places and left him with deep gashes. A report from the Lee County Domestic Animal Control said the yellow lab mix.
Oh, no.
Guess what it's mixed with?
Oh, because yellow labs are good dogs.
Yep, but when you mix it with something else, the dog's name is Maximus, attacked the child. Breaking his leg in
That's wrong. 2 places. Dogs don't do that.
Nope.
Dogs are good guys.
Something's not right here. The police report says the dog's owner, who is also the grandmother of the victim, came home and the child was excited about items bought for him at the store. Kind of like when people come around you and you think, what did you buy me? And then the dog suddenly attacked him. The grandmother immediately took the boy to Cape Coral Hospital. 8 days earlier, the owner reported that the same dog bit another family member. Maximus was already on home quarantine for that incident when it attacked the boy. Lee County Domestic Animal Services now has the dog. It is in their 10-day bite quarantine at the county's domestic animal services kennel. The owner voluntarily turned over the dog after the incident, but this is going on multiple times. And let me tell you something. 96.1% of the dogs are good, but there's those that you're not gonna fix them. This dog's in the home, family members.
look, I live in the Cape, right?
Yeah, you sure do.
Let me just tell you, there's a lot of dogs just roaming around out that way.
Thank you.
Well, this one wasn't.
It was in the house.
I'm just letting you know they're on.
Thank
this,
you.
This they roaming sure. packs?
No, they're sure. just roaming around.
Sure. You need another pep pill.
Shut up, man.
7796.
You know what? Don't mind if I do.
Yep, you are okay. You've got the time release mint.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep. Safely dosed.
Yep. Really?
Yep.
Because I don't like coffee. I don't like those energy drinks. And I'm sure as hell not taking trucker pills. These are less than a cup of
Can
coffee.
Can I just look at the...
No, you can't.
Maybe I want to invest in
invest.
A canister.
You couldn't even come up with $50 for a game.
He says he is.
You don't know. You don't know.
Yeah. I do know.
I know I've made arrangements with Junior. When's your transaction going to happen?
When's your transaction? Let me think. When I can bum some cash off of somebody.
Oh, Stan, I'm so...
Ahoy, yeah. Who's this?
Ahoy, buddy. This is Josh. How are you?
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Doing well. Hey, this is for you guys. And even if the water border, he's been...
I can't understand what you're saying, and I
Bad
apologize.
Phone, nothing against you.
You want to call back? I'll be more than happy to take the call, but it's a horrible phone.
I thought he said something about waterboarding me.
Yeah. No, he called you Dave the Waterboard, I think. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello?
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing all right. Woo! Rock and roll.
All right.
What's up, Waterman?
Woo!
Hey, man, I heard you guys, Porter than Haney, like maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago. That one girl beat you, and she was on point. And I was wondering, you know, you don't lose very often, but when you do, how come you don't have a song for a winner that beats you?
Because I prefer not to write one like that, because it doesn't happen enough for it to be warranted.
Yeah, it would just sit around collecting dust.
Yep, I have not heard very many people beat Mr. Haney.
Not many. I can count on one hand the number of times you've been beaten in the last 10 years. And you know, people keep saying, oh, I can do it. We'll be at events, and they'll come up to you. I got to play different when you're on the radio.
And I got to do it every week.
Yep. It's different.
You got to do it one time.
and you got to do it every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You got David. Let's do a mini game between you and Dave. I got a mini game. I'll just throw them out.
Sure, man. Let's do one.
If you think it's fair, Dave.
Yeah, why not? I'll give you a shot, bud. You do get challenged a lot with that.
Well, yeah. It's once a week.
Yeah. Not just even out, you know, out and about.
First one to 5 points. All right? I'm just going to go and ask you random ones. First one to 5 points. We'll alternate, and if you can steal, you can steal.
All right.
Junior, keep track of this, will you, as who gets the points. I don't need the bells or anything like that. I just need you, when I say, point to Haney, just mark it down and let me know the one who gets to five, because I think that this will, at the very best, be Haney winning 5-1.
Can do.
It could also be a shutout. All right. Would you like me to start with Dave first?
Sure. Right. If you'd prefer that, Dave.
Sure, that's fine.
Dave, mm-hmm. What forensic technology was introduced in about 1880? About 1880, forensic technology introduced about 1880.
Fingerprinting.
He's right.
Very good, Dave.
He's right.
How'd you know that?
Because I've been fingerprinted.
Haney, Delta, Diamond, and Box are types of what?
Wings.
That's incorrect.
No, it's not.
It
is. I would say you got the Delta wing, yeah, the Box.
I should give you another question, because you are
He lost
but it was in sports and leisure. I'm going to give him another question.
Oh, I didn't even know what category it was.
Yeah, I'm going to
I didn't know mine either.
Well, you got the point. You want to fight it? I'll take it away from you.
No, I'll take it.
This is in science, Haney. What do solar flares cause in the northern hemisphere?
Well, they call them the Northern Lights.
Yep.
Oh, Aurora Borealis.
Correct. Man. 1-1. 1-1.
Well, you think that's harder than fingerprinting?
All right, your dad was in the movie business, right?
Yes,
all right,
he was.
This is in the history, but it's about movies.
All right, let's see if I...
When were the first Oscars awarded? 1918, 1929, or 1936?
29, 18, 36.
He's correct.
I would have thought it would have been 18.
Haney?
Talkies.
Oh, is that what it took?
Haney, what Scottish castle is the British royal family's longtime summer retreat?
Balmoral?
Yep.
You knew that, right?
No, he didn't. No, he
didn't.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, I did.
Dave, what's the score?
It's 2-2 right now.
2-2. Dave.
Mm-hmm. He knows things, Stan. You got to realize that.
Find out. Dave, what Asian body of water has shrunk to 10% of its original size due primarily to careless irrigation?
Read that one more time.
Sure. What Asian body of water has shrunk to 10% of its original size due primarily to careless irrigation?
The Sea of Japan.
Incorrect.
Damn.
Haney?
The Yangtze River.
No.
Yellow River.
The Aral Sea. Dave.
So we both got that
wrong. Oh, no, it's Haney's turn. Because he tried to steal. Yep. Haney, what Quaker Oats spokesperson was known for the phrase, "It's the right thing to do"?
Dave, you know this, right? Wilford Brimley.
Correct. What's the score?
It's the 3-2. Haney's in the lead.
Okay. Dave, how old was Benjamin Franklin when he signed the Declaration of Independence? Was he 30, 50, or 70?
Benjamin Franklin was...
Was he 30, 50, or 70?
30.
Incorrect. Haney?
70.
Correct.
Damn.
I think Haney's at match point, and Haney has control. Haney, what U.S. state has given its name to a chemical element? I didn't know this. What U.S. state has given its name to a chemical element?
I don't know. Nevada?
No. Dave?
Arkansas?
No. California. Californium was produced in 1950 at the University of California.
Well, nobody taught me that, so it must not be important.
Dave?
Yes.
What country governs Christmas Island? What country governs Christmas Island?
Christmas Island, that would be South Africa?
Incorrect. For the game, Haney.
Great Britain?
Incorrect.
Argentina?
No. Australia.
Mm.
Haney.
Oh, should have known that one.
Yeah, you should have. Haney, what rock band shares its name with the man whose assassination helped spark World War I?
Franz Ferdinand.
Yes!
Oh, come on.
You didn't know that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I'll give you one chance. He's won. Dave, what superhero practices law as Matt Murdock? Well, this is
practices law.
Yes, Matt Murdock.
A superhero practices law. Yep. Matt Murdock.
Don't feel bad. I don't know.
Daredevil?
Yep.
Nice! I wouldn't have got it.
Yeah.
See? Dave knows things.
You know things, Dave. I'm proud of you.
Let me tell you what, brah. I can hang.
Accept the compliment and stop bragging.
I was
bragging.
Just letting you know I can hang.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Who?
Yes, ahoy.
Hey, ahoy. This is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I was just calling about this dog. This dog's never going to quit biting people.
Of course
it's
not.
It's time for him to be toast, you know? He's already been a little kid going, what's next?
Yep. What are you going to allow next?
Well, see, that's the thing. You know, let's say that there's a dog involved, and it bit somebody a week ago, and now it's bitten somebody else. Now let's take another dog that you've had for 40 years, and it's never bitten anybody, but somebody says that dog bit somebody, but nobody knows.
Yep. That's a brain teaser, isn't it? That'll get you whirling around. Look at Dave now. You don't even know what he is.
Now, they claim the dog didn't bite him yesterday or last week. It bit him 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And since all that time, it's never bitten anybody. Not accused of biting anybody.
Yeah.
But the dog needs to be put down.
Yeah.
Because it bit somebody 40 years ago. Or did it? Well, we don't have any proof of that.
Yeah.
You can look at him and tell.
Don't you understand the analogy that he's going to...
Of course he does. Dave, explain it.
Yep. Just you can look at him and tell.
Ahoy.
Hey. Betty Ann.
Hey, Betty Ann.
Hey, Betty Ann. Woo. How are you?
How y'all doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm calling about that dog also. Mm. I'm just amazed that the dog... Y'all know I've been attacked and mauled by a dog when I was 19.
I know.
It's been
almost 30 years ago now. And you're talking about a baby getting... No.
I don't understand how
this dog has been able to do this.
Dog should die.
Bad dog.
Yep.
And the weird thing is, the dog that attacked and mauled me, his name was Max also. And it was a bull mastiff, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's enough about unpleasant things. How's the family doing? How's Michaela?
Michaela's doing real good. I just got her off the bus. She's in the house with her friend.
Good.
Me and Chris are doing good. Jocelyn's doing good. She lives in the state of Washington, so away from all the volcano and hurricane.
Thank God.
Good.
I'm sitting there going, thank God she ain't over there.
Well, you know we love you, Betty Ann.
I love y'all, too.
Betty Ann, do you want to go to Halloween Horror Nights?
Oh, that'd be great. I can't afford it, though, but that would be great.
You want something else? I'll give you something else.
Yeah, I could take something else. We can.
All right.
Right now, we're trying to catch up on bills.
I understand. Do you want to go to the Pewter Mug North and have some dinner?
That sounds real good. Yeah,
that'd be a nice night out.
$50.
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be real nice,
You got it, Betty, and we love you.
Okay, I love you, too.
All right, hold on.
She's been a friend of ours for a long time.
Long time. Okay, here's fair warning. We're coming up on 4 o'clock. That means a 4 o'clock safe word. I'm looking at it right now. We're going to take a break. When we come back, your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, emails... Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, Broadway Joe and his NFL picks of the week.
This could be one of his best years ever. Off to a fast start.
19-9-2. So that's coming up, but something else coming up here in just seconds. We're Stan and Haney.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than to receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, Friday. For a lot of you, about 45 minutes before quitting time. And you still have a couple of minutes to get the safe word in. Gain, G-A-I-N. Do that on the new K-Rock app or at 96krock.com. Right now, as I speak, you could head downtown and meet our program director, midday guy, Jeff Zito.
You can meet and party with Jeff Zito.
Darn right you can. And what a great place to do it. The Millennial Brewing Company's big downtown Oktoberfest kickoff. It's going to be going tonight, tomorrow, and on Sunday. More details at 96krock.com. But Jeff Zito's down there right now. You prepared?
So are we going to do this in lieu of jokes today?
Do
Dave's deal.
Oh, I think that would be appropriate. Now, you, Haney, myself, even Junior, we're outside talking to Dave. And I asked him, you know, because he was talking about, I did this. I was on Air Bud 15, pushed a cart against Union.
No, he directed Air Bud 3.
Yeah, whatever. That's what he'd want you to believe. And I said to him,
did I hear him wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
I said, you know, what the hell do you want to do? And Haney brought up, after Dave admitted it, he said, for 20 years I've been asking you to do this. After news headlines, Dave, we're going to give him his big break. He wants to be a stand-up comedian. That's
well,
his,
not necessary. He just wants to be an entertainer.
I'm going to give you 5 minutes.
You know, like White Glove John.
Yep. 5 minutes, your best stuff, and we'll see how it goes. Then we can go with one of the clubs around town on an open mic night. You can go and do a routine.
And all they ask of you on an open mic night, I think, is like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's all. Your best stuff. This is, you're on a 100,000-watt radio station.
You're damn right, Stan.
So then make the most of it.
I will.
Let's get
so
you updated.
So we're going to do that instead of jokes.
Yeah, we'll do that instead of jokes.
We're going to let Dave entertain us.
Yep. 5 minutes. Junior, keep him on the clock, because I want to keep as much audience as possible.
Yeah.
What do you mean, this is what? This is your big break.
That's what I was about to say, but you took
it. I don't know. Do you want to do it sitting down? Do you want to do it standing up?
You don't realize what he's already accomplished. He's already put out a hit song for the metal community.
Yes, I have.
Well, then we'll see what his 5 minutes of his dream.
I just got done eating a whole thing of worms.
How's that sitting, by the way?
Not bad.
Any aftertaste?
None at all. I just got some shells, you know, stuck in my mouth.
Yeah. It'll be all right.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Woo!
Come on.
I didn't do all right. I just did the will.
Entertainment.
And it's Friday, by the way.
Anything into that when you don't do all right?
No, you shouldn't read anything into it.
Look.
Just change it up.
Do
right.
traffic so he can do all headlines right. and you can do your 5 minutes.
Hey,
then we got to get Broadway Joe on.
Be quiet and let me speak.
And we got to hear from The Guardian.
All right. Let's see here. Lehigh Acres. We have a crash at Waldo Avenue and Lee Street, so be on the lookout for
Waldo.
That there.
Yeah.
North Fort Myers crash, North Cleveland Avenue in the 13,000 block. And then Fort Myers, we have a crash at International Drive and Daniels Parkway. You're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here he is right now, Haney, with today's headlines. Let me get rid of the fluffer music, too, because we won't need that.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know. Science! I always thought I knew the purpose of cats.
Yeah, they're to destroy our lives. They have a hidden disease that we don't know about yet.
No, but you must remember, Stan, our ancestors were smarter than us, and they had cats around to catch rodents.
That's true.
Well, science has looked into this, and it's very disturbing. A woman in northern Minnesota was recently at the bar and fell for a sob story and gave a kidney to a complete stranger she met there drinking. A 10-year-old called 911 for trouble with his math homework. It worked. And it's already happened.
Oh, what?
Someone calling 911 over aggressive Halloween decorations. And finally, a man is arrested with a bunch of fake $100 bills. And you know where they found him?
Where?
Right up his...
Oh.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you very much. This is a special moment here, a special deal.
You want me to find some music for you, Dave, or you want to do it dry?
Sure, do it dry?
Man. No,
you want music?
Yeah, throw a little background.
Is this what's going to happen when you go up on stage at open mic? They're going to have music?
Well, you never know, man. It might come up like Rocky.
I may not be able to do it based on the computer's behavior right now.
Just introduce him. I got laughter for him, too.
I don't know what I'm...
What are you talking about? Your best material. This is your dream come
true. My best material.
Stop lying. You know exactly what you're doing.
All right, go ahead. Introduce him, Haney. And then put him on the clock, Junior.
You got the clock ready? And now, ladies and gentlemen... We here at the Ha Ha Hall are proud to introduce you to an up-and-coming young comedian, Dave the Waterman. Dave!
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, very much, very much. Thank you. Thank you. pardon me about that, you know. That's heavy smoking. you know, kissing a girl, that first time you make out with a chick... And you start French kissing. You ever get that real heavy drool coming down and all of a sudden you both look at each other and go, what are we doing? That's disgusting. Yep.
Can I help him?
No, you won't be able to help him on stage? No, hold on. I told you, man, I'm not prepared, but. the first time I ever had fellatio, I thought the chick looked like Dumbo. You laughed at that one, didn't you?
I feel sorry for you.
Because I told you, I'm not prepared for anything.
Will you please do what I told you to do?
I'm trying, Mark. I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
How much time, Junior?
You know,
how much time has he got?
Dave, what you're doing...
3.5 minutes.
You're trying to do what you think people want. Forget that. Do what I told you.
Dude, I got to tell you something.
I got to tell you. That's your crutch. You do it on the radio, too.
All right.
Can't do it at the club.
All right. Let's reverse.
I want to tell you.
Let's reverse.
Let me tell you.
Let me reverse.
Oh, yeah? I got to tell you.
Yeah, I got to tell you. You know, how about them Summer Olympics, huh?
Oh, dude.
I got to tell you.
That would be topical. Go ahead.
How about them Summer Olympics, huh? Them chicks. Especially them pole vaulters. You see the way those ladies hold on to them rods? Yeah, how about the hurdles, huh? Them legs are spreading wide open.
Time out.
Dude, I don't know, bro. It's not working for me today.
No, because you're doing it wrong.
You're
doing it wrong.
Okay.
Don't talk about the Summer Olympics unless you're going to talk about things you know and what you think as you're watching the Summer Olympics. Don't ask people, have you watched the Summer Olympics? Have you seen them? Huh? How about that? No, talk about what you think and be honest. Now start over again.
Damn.
You're not fresh on the clock. You got maybe 2 minutes.
No, reset the clock.
Reset the clock.
No, because I'm telling you, man.
Start out just like I told you. No, Dave, listen to me. No heeing and hawing. No, I got to tell you, hey, everybody.
I know.
Start immediately with... The first time I kissed a girl was blank. And then tell me where your history with women went from there, and you know how to end it. Hey, everybody, Dave.
Yeah, you know, the first time I kissed a girl, I was 12 years old, and let me tell you something about that.
Drop that.
Oh, okay. Well, first time I kissed a girl was when I was 12 years old, and that was awfully sloppy.
Is that what you'd tell me? Is that how you tell a story? You go, it was sloppy, and then stop talking?
When's the first time you kissed a girl? 12 years old.
Who was she? What happened?
Her name was Cassie, man, and then she moved away. So, you know, that's one of those bummer deals, man.
What did she look like? Why did you kiss her?
because
why did she kiss you?
Well, I'll be honest with you, the reason that she kissed me is because I swallowed a propeller from a remote control boat.
There you go.
That was the truth. That's the truth.
And all right, well, you're talking to an audience.
Okay, I'm sorry, dude.
What
man, I'm just, you know what?
Do you see what? Do you see what I'm saying, Dave? Yes. If you just be you and tell the truth, yes, it'll be fine.
Well, you know, hey, let me tell you.
Let me tell you.
Okay,
do you work blue?
No.
The first time I kissed a girl.
Yeah, not. Well, we're going from there.
Jeez.
I used to live in a neighborhood that had a community pool, and I used to love swimming. I used to live in a neighborhood that had a community pool, and all the chicks had those see-through bottom boats, and I used to wear my goggles and look up at their hoo-hows. Yep. Hey, let me...
Why? Did you even know what one was then?
No, but I was learning.
And what did you learn?
I learned that they can be real bad.
How bad can they be?
Let me tell you, they can be so bad, they will send you to jail. They can be so bad, they can take you to court and take everything you got. They can be so bad, they'll run you over with a car. They'll hit you with a 45.
Are you saying these things happen to you?
Yeah, these are legit things that happen to me. They are legit.
Love it.
They are legit.
I love it.
Yep, yep. I got to say, and
so you kissed Cassie. Have things gone better or worse since then?
Things got better until I did start dating this one chick for over about 14 years, and that was the one that hit me in the head with the 45. Bit my,
let me tell you,
thing off, and quite a few other incidents.
Would you do anything different knowing what you know now?
Absolutely. I would have never touched her.
What would you advise younger men and that may run into that situation where they kiss Cassie and everything's wonderful and then she moves away?
And they find a new chick, get out while you can.
Any, even if she's good.
Maybe have some fun, but then go. Don't, have fun and
Peter
then
Griffin.
Go.
Have fun and then go.
Have fun and go. You got to, like I said, guys, you know.
Where do you think your life would be if you hadn't met the wrong woman?
If I had not met the wrong woman.
Well, let me tell you.
I didn't say that. If I had not.
I did it for you.
Shut up. If I had not met the wrong woman, it would be a whole different ballgame, brother.
You wouldn't have people calling you an F-up and all this stuff.
No, you know what? I might not have ever even met you guys.
And you'd be better off.
You guys
be a lot better off.
You guys might have been checking me out on TV, bro.
I doubt that highly.
Right now, I
want to change the channel.
Why would we have been seeing you on TV?
Because I had major opportunities living in Los Angeles.
Right, with Air Bud 5.
Shut up.
What did you do on Air Bud 3?
I don't even think there's an Air Bud 5, man.
You're telling the truth.
Yes.
What did you do on Air Bud 3? How did that happen?
I pushed a cart 5 feet with a camera on it, and that was it.
So how did you even get in the position to do that?
Because
What happened? Did you get hired?
Okay, look, my next-door neighbor was a stuntman across the street. My other neighbor was a commercial producer that also knew a gentleman by the name of Warren Miller that made the ultimate ski films, if anybody...
Yeah, he's a famous photographer.
Famous photographer, made ski films, and his son worked on the film, and then I ended up going over there, and I got the opportunity to go on set and do a little bit of work because I helped the guy move from his Malibu mansion.
And you realized at that time you'd rather party than work in films.
Just say yes.
That was going to be a rock star, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened?
And so the culmination of all these things that have happened to you, where does it leave you?
Right now?
Yeah.
43 and successful, baby.
Mama.
I am.
Okay. We'll be back.
I've made it.
Broadway Joe.
I have
you
made
know,
it.
You know, people sit down and try to write material like, she kissed me because I swallowed a propeller. He finds that so boring
right.
that he doesn't include that. He
which
talks
is,
about sloppy.
Gold. It's gold, Haney, gold.
She kissed you because you swallowed a propeller.
Yeah, a boat propeller, man. Yep.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey!
How are you?
Outstanding.
Broadway, I know we had a week off, and we didn't get a chance to talk to you, but things have been going on the show today, and I want to ask you something. You are a legend, a Hall of Famer, a Super Bowl quarterback, TV, movies. You ever do stand-up comedy?
I don't know if you'd call it stand-up comedy, but a lot of times, not so much anymore, but... back in the day, I would be asked to host various charity events
sure.
or make an appearance.
Ah, and you'd get up there, grab the microphone, do a little introduction, and then, you know, make people laugh a little bit?
All the time.
And, weren't you also part of that comedy team with Namath, Gifford, and O.J.?
Absolutely. It's come to be known as ABC's Nightmare Booth. I think we had the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. And Frank made Kathy Lee sing.
I'll tell you what, I have never felt smarter than when I was in that booth.
Yeah, that was an amazing year. That was a long time ago, back in the 80s. But who can forget it? If you're old enough to remember, that Monday Night Football booth, Frank Gifford, Joe Namath, and O.J. Simpson. What a
day. Boy, I felt like I was Einstein.
You know what? You've been Einstein this season so far. You didn't pick games last week because we were on vacation, but week number one...
That's probably good, because I would have gotten a fair amount wrong.
Week number one...
There were some crazy games last week.
Yeah, there was. But you, overall, this season, 19 wins... 9 losses and 2 ties. First 2 weeks of the season, Broadway, we had a tie that hadn't been won for years.
Well, yeah, and as I said, there's been some real surprises this season.
All right, well, oh, by the way, did you have the Rams beating the Vikings last night?
Well, I think I've been pretty consistent of saying the Rams and the Chiefs are the class of the NFL right now.
Yeah, I think you're right. And let's take a look at this week's games. Week number 4 in the NFL. We start with Sunday's 1 o'clock games, Broadway. We start off with the Cincinnati Bengals and the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, Atlanta has had some real bad luck starting out the season. I think that'll take care of itself this week. Some home cooking there. I think the Falcons will take that.
All right, going with the Falcons. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are traveling to Chicago to take on the Bears, Soldier Field.
Well, I have been wrong more often than not when it comes to Tampa Bay. I just don't really understand what's going on there.
Well, they got that Fitzgerald, and they're waiting for Jameis Winston to come back because he's been suspended.
Well, it's Fitzpatrick, Frank.
Or Fitzpatrick. Thank you, Joe. Bringing back memories.
It sure is. I like Chicago at all.
All right, go with it.
This Trubisky kid doesn't look too bad.
Okay.
And that's one thing that's been exciting about this year. It seems like it's been forever since we've seen an influx of young talent at the quarterback position, and it's exciting to watch these guys.
Last week, the Lions beat up on the New England Patriots. This week, they're on the road in Dallas taking on the Cowboys.
Well, do you think that perhaps the head coach of the Lions knew a thing or two about the Patriots team-wise?
I think so. He knew how that was operating. Belichick's disciple there.
I like Dallas.
Going with the Dallas Cowboys. The Buffalo Bills going to be at Lambeau taking on the Pack.
Well, what do you make of Buffalo, a team that didn't even belong on the field in week one?
Yep.
And then they come back last week and look like world beaters.
Yep.
And Green Bay, do we know anything? Is Rodgers in or out?
Every time you think he's out, he's playing. I don't know what he's on, but he goes and he plays. Well, I don't know, this week.
Well, this is one of those situations, as I've told you. Check the box on the home team.
All right, Green Bay over Buffalo. The world champion Philadelphia Eagles traveled to Tennessee to take on the Titans.
I've got to go with Philadelphia.
All right, going with the Eagles. Houston on the road to Indianapolis.
Well, that is a tough one. And as always, the discussion begins at quarterback. There are two good quarterbacks in this game. And the way that I'm looking at it, both teams have been, they've had their ups and downs. They've been competitive. I think it'll be a good football game. I think if Andrew Luck manages to continue on the road to full health, I think Indianapolis will take it.
All right, going with the Colts. You know, who would have thunk in week number four that this game would be what it is? The 3-0 Miami Dolphins going to New England to take on the 1-2 Patriots. Hear what I have to say. I think Miami's got a shot at this game.
Well, they absolutely do have a shot. And I don't know if you've watched their games, but I definitely paid close attention, watched the whole game last week with the Raiders. For whatever reason, Miami could not run the ball.
Right.
Unless it was Tannehill taken off somewhere. And they found a way to win convincingly. There were many trick plays in this. And in the past, what you've seen out of Miami is that they would just continue to do whatever it is that's not working and lose the game. It's different this year.
Yeah. And I think you might have an old Tom Brady on your hands, and Gronk has done nothing.
Well, I don't know. Were you aware that they had Gronkowski traded?
They did?
It was a done deal.
Where was he going to go?
He was going to go there with Matt Patricia in Detroit. I don't know what the terms were, but the teams had agreed to terms. And Gronkowski flat out told the New England Patriots, if this is what you want from me, I'll retire. I will play football, but I will only play football with Tom Brady.
Uh-huh.
So if you execute this trade, I'll file my retirement papers.
Wow.
Boy, that makes for a happy camper,
sure
doesn't
does.
It?
Sure does. You like the Dolphins, I take it.
It's a tough game to call, Stan. I do like the Dolphins.
All right. Not surprising, but I'm with you on this one. The Jets taking on the 2-1 Jacksonville Jaguars. You know what? The Jacksonville's got a good team, both offensive and defensive this year. Blake Bortles is a pretty damn good quarterback now.
Well, that defense gives that offense every opportunity.
Yep.
And I do like Jacksonville an awful lot. They've... Over the past year, they've shown you they're not going anywhere.
4 o'clock games. The Cleveland Browns going to go out west, take on the Oakland Raiders.
Well, I think it's going to be an interesting game. And, you know, there was a time just a couple of months ago where I thought, how entertaining would it be if you had Baker Mayfield slinging the football to Jarvis Landry. Now, I thought that would be in Miami, but it happened anyway.
Yep.
And Cleveland, all of a sudden, they're a fun football team to watch. And Oakland, on the other hand, how they are 0-3 is beyond me. They are not a bad football team.
No.
I think they get their first win this week.
All right, going with the Raiders at home. Again, we're looking at the late afternoon games. Seahawks and Cardinals.
I just have the feeling Arizona's got to win this one. I like the Cardinals at home.
Okay. The New Orleans Saints going up to East Rutherford, going to take on Manning and the Giants.
My goodness. What year is it again?
Yeah, no kidding.
And we're talking about Drew Brees versus Eli Manning.
Yeah, may as well go back a decade.
I like New Orleans.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Well, you got Garoppolo gone in San Francisco. They're on the road to take on the Chargers in San Diego. What do you like?
Well, they say it's a team sport. There's no I in team. But I will tell you right now, if Jimmy Garoppolo was under center, I'd take the 49ers. However, I am not. I like the Chargers.
Going with the Los Angeles Chargers. Football night in America. It's going to be the Baltimore Ravens taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers, Roethlisberger and company.
Pittsburgh has really been a riddle
yep.
to me this year. And even in the games that they've lost, there are certain points that they really seem to pull it together. It's a shame they've got so many malcontents over there. I think on Monday night at home, I would hope the Steelers can get the job done.
Yeah, but this is going to be Sunday night.
Well, it's prime time.
All right, Pittsburgh. Now let's get to Monday night. The Kansas City Chiefs. Who's their quarterback? Unbelievable. The Chiefs.
I've been telling you about this kid since before we even kicked it off. He's phenomenal. Patrick Mahomes.
Yep. That's a great team.
It is a great team, and I don't know if you recall some of the things I've said, but I think he's got the quickest release since Marino. He was brought up. He was never intended to be a quarterback. He was brought up to be a major league pitcher like his daddy. And somehow the skills that he picked up in baseball complemented his football skills, and he has been lights out on a Kansas City team that is loaded with talent, even at Mile High. I think they'll get it done.
Going with the Kansas City Chiefs. And, of course, both Washington and Carolina have byes this week. The first teams with a bye week. And so no game for the Redskins or the Carolina Panthers.
Absolutely. And I think this the Miami game and the Patriots, that's the game that I want to dial in on. I want to watch that game. And I think the big difference here, and if you recall, the last time that the Dolphins beat the Patriots at home, I think it was in 2008, and that was the first game that they unveiled the Wildcat.
Yep.
When you've got a Bill Belichick-coached team, they are over-prepared. They know your playbook probably better than you do. You pull out things that surprise them, you'll win the game.
All right, here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks of the week for week number 4 in the NFL. His winners on Sunday: Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Green Bay, Philadelphia, Indianapolis, Miami, Jacksonville, Oakland, Arizona, New Orleans, the Chargers, Pittsburgh, and on Monday night, the Kansas City Chiefs. Broadway, what else you got in the pipeline? We were talking about you've done just about everything. You got anything that you haven't done yet that you want to do?
Oh, well, you know, once I had my first threesome, that really cut the list off.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Our show is like a big party.
a party in your ears, and we're all coming. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. We'll also check some traffic for you. 6 o'clock, Roger Marley will take you through your evening. He'll have another safe word for you. Could get you a bow, so stay tuned for that. I just got an alert on my phone, and you know what? Our president is playing it by the rules. After Senator Flake flaked out and asked for a week-long investigation before it goes to the full Senate for Kavanaugh, President Trump just now, just over the wires, President Trump orders supplemental FBI investigation into Kavanaugh. So it'll be that 1 week, and then they'll vote.
And it means nothing.
It means nothing, but
when you can't,
he's just appeasing to the wishes and let this thing go through. Because if you don't do it, you lose Flake's vote in the full Senate. And so by doing this, you're going to get his vote.
They had a woman at that hearing that they hired who was a sex crimes prosecutor.
I know.
She questioned both of them and said,
I wouldn't even issue a warrant to look into things for
there him. Are no charges here. There's nothing to be done.
He's playing it by the rules. And I think
it's not by the rules. It's appeasement, but okay.
To get that vote by a guy that's not even going to be in the Senate, he's not running.
We have all kinds of law enforcement that listen to this show, and I'm quite sure they know he's being accused of a crime. We don't know when, even what year it occurred. We don't know where it occurred.
Yeah.
We know that the witnesses that she personally named have said, no, this didn't happen.
I know.
So there's your investigation. There's your investigation.
And that's what's going to happen.
They're going to talk to the same people.
Yep. That's what's going to happen. But it should be a...
She's going to say he did it.
Yep.
Kavanaugh's going to say, I didn't do it. The people she named as knowing something about it will say it never happened.
Yep.
And what is it? Because we don't know where, when, how. We don't know anything.
I know.
There's nothing to investigate.
That's why it's going to be a week. Yeah, it's just a delay. Post it off a week and move on. Let's get you updated on traffic. Dave normally does traffic. He's in another room practicing his comedy.
Yeah.
There.
And you know what?
If
you want to know
text.
What this means, go look up the old clip of Joe Biden talking about the FBI.
The Guardian. Had to chime in, and he was not at all pleased with Dave.
He wasn't.
No.
I wasn't at all
Stan,
pleased with Dave.
Stan, my God, that was just awful. Usual, it's funny when Dumbo can't put together a thought.
He's got to get out of his own way.
Yeah, he's a mess.
I'll give you a perfect example.
What?
You heard what he did. And he starts talking about, ooh, French kissing is messy. It doesn't occur to him that it might interest people that the only reason he got his first kiss is because he swallowed a boat propeller. That's something he leaves out.
Yeah. Brilliant.
There's stuff there, but he doesn't use it.
K-Rock traffic.
Yeah. What a fool.
He is not well.
Come on. Come on. These are all in Fort Myers. Got a crash, Fort Myers. Tamiami Trail and Gladiolus Drive. This one, again, they're all Fort Myers. Winkler Road and Meyerly Country Club Boulevard. And one more for you, Fort Myers crash, San Carlos Boulevard and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
From News Headquarters, This is the evening news and a special report on federal judges. Tonight, in trouble with the law.
Hi, I'm Derek Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchor, Mark Haney.
Almost like you planned it.
Yep.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, September 28th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you did not know.
Okay.
Do you trust Canadians?
No. And I've got Canadian heritage.
They all seem to know each other.
Yeah, well, that... I told you, I had up in Quebec, I found in an old digitized library book in Quebec that my family tree goes back up there to like...
fur traders.
Yeah, I'm related to everybody. The celebrity list of, I'm not too proud of it, but I'm related to a lot of people.
Like a John Candy?
I'm related to Celine Dion. Oh. I'm related to Camilla Parker Bowles.
Oh.
I'm related. There was a bunch of them.
Huh.
Yeah.
So maybe.
A distant relative of Madonna.
Oh.
Yeah. They're all intertwined up there. They're all intertwined.
Well, this is going to do nothing to disprove that. Wayne Gretzky. You want to talk about Canada?
A great one.
Wayne Gretzky was good buddies with Alan Thicke.
Yep.
And used to babysit his boy Robin.
Yep.
They all know each other.
They all know each other.
And they may be friendly towards you, but those are their people.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And they know things about each other that we'll never know.
Yep.
We've talked about them before. Ben and Jerry.
We've had one of them on the show.
I think we had both of them on.
Because then they were coming out with all their flavors and stuff, and we had a long conversation with those guys. One of them's dead now. Which one's dead?
I don't know. But it's an interesting partnership, especially when you learn this. Jerry of Ben and Jerry's has never come up with a single ice cream flavor. They are all created by Ben or someone else that works for them. So Jerry never came up with a flavor.
What was he, the money man?
Yeah, I mean, Jesus, what job do you have?
My goodness. What do you do?
You mentioned it during the grab bag when you found an old recording of our current president singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
That's right.
The version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game that we all know and love is really just the chorus. The actual song has two verses you never hear. It's about a woman who loves baseball and demands her boyfriend take her to a game instead of a movie.
I know, and you've always heard the story, the guy that wrote the damn song never saw a baseball game in his life.
No, I hadn't heard that.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
It sounds good, so it must be.
Yep. Yep.
You know anything about Monaco?
I know that Princess Grace was once there with Prince Rainier. And they like to, they have a lot of winding hills. It's very rich, very small, and a lot of gambling. Like James Bond would go to Monaco.
Yeah, that's like the main thing. It's ritzy and a lot of gambling.
Yep.
And James Bond went there.
Yep.
James Bond can go there.
Darn right he can. This
is something I didn't know. And this should tell you a little something about casinos. People who actually live in Monaco that are citizens are prohibited from entering the casino. Guards check IDs at the door and only allow tourists to gamble.
Interesting. It's very small and very wealthy.
Mm-hmm. You you tend to pay attention to a lot of these healthy habits things.
Oh. I went and looked at my Amazon, found out what was the first thing I
bought. You were supposed to report.
And that just triggered it for me. The as far back as Amazon goes for me, and I know I must have bought stuff earlier, as far back, 2003.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, what, 15 years ago, 14 years ago?
I don't know, Matt.
Whatever it is, somewhere around there, like a decade and a half.
Sounds reasonable to me.
I bought two things, books. One was You and Your Low-Carb Diet, and the other one was This is Zodiac Speaking. I bought a book on the Zodiac Killer. Those were the first two things I bought on Amazon. A low-carb book.
Well, I pioneered that.
Yes, you did, with Dr. Atkins, who you were personal friends with.
Mm-hmm.
And a book on the Zodiac Killer. First two things I bought.
I bet you never forgot that, because I came in one day and I go, guess what? You want to lose weight? You can eat steak.
I'm going to tell you, you think he's joking around. Long before Dr. Atkins became super famous, and you go down the grocery aisle now, you see all the Atkins foods, and it was a big deal with the Atkins diet. He had found something online about this doctor, his name, Dr. Atkins, and had this diet. We had him on the air before he ever put out a cookbook, before he ever put out anything about the diet for mass consumption. And we had him on, and he talked about how you can eat steak and bacon and hamburgers. And
you have to. It's encouraged.
And you have to. And all about this ketosis and all that. And Haney was on it for a long time and lost weight.
What's wrong?
Phone line's ringing. That shouldn't be ringing.
But yeah, when you think about that, that's something nobody knew.
Nobody knew about it.
I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
Bringing things to people they didn't know.
Yep.
That's what we're doing right now.
Yep. Yeah, I guess that's right.
Have you heard that in order to be healthy, and you've got your Fitbit and all this,
right,
that you are supposed to take 10,000 steps every day?
That's what the, from the factory, you open up your Fitbit and it's automatically set to 10,000 steps a day as your initial. You can set it higher, you can set it lower. Factory installed 10,000 steps a day.
Who decided that's what it should be?
Dr. Atkins?
No.
Oh.
It's not based on science. The idea of 10,000 steps comes directly from a Japanese marketing slogan from the 1970s.
Oh, all right.
It's not that science said this is what you should do. It sounds good.
Jeez, then I'll just set it down to what I feel is comfortable.
Exactly.
About 1,500.
Might be a little high, but...
Well, what am I at today? I'm doing better. I'm almost at 3,000.
You know, it's fun to let your mind wander and ponder how things came to be. You know, there are certain things that we take for granted now that seem perfectly normal that at one time didn't make sense.
Like?
Why would you have animals inside your house? Somebody at some point decided that was a good idea, and they must have had a good reason.
Well, you look at your dogs. Your dogs are your scavengers. And we had them as initially because we would throw out garbage. The dogs would come around, and then they got used to us being around. And then we, as people, found out that
we became their food source, yep. And they protect their food source.
And they protect their, yes. And that's why we welcome him in, because if you had somebody trying to steal your food, you had a guard dog.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that came to be.
What about cats?
I don't know. A mouser.
Yeah.
To be a mouser.
Especially, you know, you're dealing with great plagues and stuff, and they figure out the problem is the rats and mice.
Yeah.
Well, cats like to catch them, don't they?
Yep.
And we allow them into the home.
Yep.
This is disturbing.
What?
Well, science has looked into this, and contrary to popular belief, they've determined cats have virtually no interest in chasing or killing rats, especially large, dangerous rats. Researchers set up cameras in an urban setting to see how cats and rats would interact. Sounds like a fun job.
Yeah.
I imagine you'd be really good at it.
What'd they do, become friends?
In general, the cats simply avoided them.
Really?
They weren't buddies, but you stay away from me, you'll be fine. Over the course of 79 days, cameras recorded 306 videos where the cats had the opportunity to chase down a rat. Out of 306 opportunities, they made an attempt a total of 20 times.
Gee. I thought they don't necessarily want to kill them. They'll play with them. They'll beat them up and watch them run away again and catch them until the rodent just drops from exhaustion.
So, science observed this, and they have determined most rats are just too big for the cats to handle.
Big as cats.
Over 79 days, only two rats were killed, and both of them were puny. Cats enjoy things like mice and helpless small birds.
Yeah, so they can play with them.
The average rat weighs about 10 times that much.
It's a fair fight.
Plus, they have larger teeth and claws, and they're riskier and harder to kill.
Yeah.
Now, this doesn't mean that cats have zero effect. Just having a cat in the vicinity could cause rats to avoid an area a little more. They did do that. They didn't want to be near them.
Right.
But science says flip a coin on that one. We don't really know. Other studies have found that cats kill around 4 billion birds and about 22 billion rodents a year, which can devastate the local ecosystems. So we should do away with cats.
Yep, we should.
Researchers say simply, having a cat around simply to keep rats at bay may not be the best idea.
Did you see the story in the Daily Mail?
About which one?
The funeral home.
I wouldn't look at it. I would not look at that.
I think it was in Ohio, wasn't it?
No. Seriously, I saw the headline. I wouldn't read the story.
Well, they had it.
I didn't need it.
They had it a little pixelated for you.
I'd had enough.
Mama passes away. They go to the funeral home to have Mama prepared for her funeral. Open casket. Those things that cats don't like to mess with. Messed with the corpse. Ears, fingers, toes, nose. Yeah. Yeah. What'd you do to Ma? And yeah, it was at the funeral home.
Oh, God.
Jeez, it's Finley Carter all over again.
How many people know what you mean?
For those of you that got that, I did it for you.
Yes, sir. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. A woman in northern Minnesota named Kristen Day was recently at the bar.
Of course.
And began talking to a random man who engaged her in a sob story. They're enjoying their convivials as he explains to Kristen he's been going through dialysis. because his kidneys are damaged.
Can I buy you a drink?
It's our understanding that people that require dialysis aren't supposed to consume alcohol. But they struck up a friendly conversation.
Sure they did.
And after knowing this man all of 2 hours, she was very emotional. You know what? I'll give you a kidney. She went through all the tests. The man sobered up and actually tried to talk her out of it. But she says it felt like there was a reason they were both there at the bar that day.
Yeah, fate.
And she'd never felt like that before.
Of course not. Tried a new brand of whiskey.
The surgery happened 6 months later, and Kristen spent 4 days in the hospital recovering. And now they're both just great.
Aw, that's so marvelous. That is such a feel-good story.
She knows it was kind of crazy how it all happened. But she says they were both just in the right place at the right time, and she's so happy she went through with it. And she's hoping he calls.
Yep.
He won't.
No. Got what he wants.
Even explained to her,
This
is a stupid idea.
Yep.
Look, you seem like a nice lady. I shouldn't take advantage of you like this.
Yep.
Oh, no, I want to do it. Well, you know, it's not like I'm going to, you know, blank you. It's already started, Stan.
It sure has, Haney.
Right.
What started?
It's here right along with pumpkin spice. Halloween decorations are going up.
Oh, of course.
And you know what that means. People confusing Halloween decorations for murder scenes and calling the police. We have the first of the season in already.
It's not even Rocktober 1st.
Nope. A woman named Becky Muse in West Fargo, North Dakota, put up her first Halloween decoration last weekend.
Jeez.
She used fake blood to write the words, "Help me," and then topped it off with a bloody handprint on her window. And you can see why that might be a concern. One, it's still very much September, so most people aren't in the Halloween mindset yet. And two, there weren't any funny inflatable ghosts or anything to give a clue that the message was part of a Halloween display. There was nothing there but "help me" and a bloody handprint.
What would you think?
Within a matter of hours, one of Becky's neighbors, a Ms. Budinsky, called 911, informing the police someone inside the house might need help. The police showed up and cleared things up, and they didn't even suggest that Becky do anything about it.
There you go.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, yeah, that's all great. Unless her plan is now she's going to murder somebody and the police won't even take the call.
Yep.
Nah, that's a Halloween decoration.
Yep, they're capable of anything.
They sure are. I'd keep an eye on the place.
Yep.
You know, you hear the phrase, especially when it comes to addiction. I knew I'd finally hit rock bottom.
Yeah, that's what they say. You got to hit rock bottom.
And that you can't say what it is or how, just you'll know.
Yep.
When you've hit rock bottom, you won't have to ask. It may have happened to 29-year-old Robert Mitchell of Nashville. He was pulled over on Monday for speeding. You know, simple enough, you get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Except Robert wouldn't cooperate with the police. the officer told him to get out of the vehicle, and he refused.
Probably didn't say howdy.
And eventually they figured out why. Robert had inserted 5 counterfeit $100 bills into his body through the back door.
What?
He also had a little marijuana on him and unprescribed Viagra.
Look at him right there. Hey, man, you don't want to mess with him. He's tough stuff.
He was arrested on several charges.
Look at him. Look at that mugshot.
Sir, what is that you have in your rear end? Why are you walking funny? This particular individual we learned had secreted.
That's what they say. Secreted.
And what does this mean, officer? Is secreted or secreted?
Could be both.
And that's the news for today, Friday, September 28th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monty Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. Look at this here. You mentioned Finley Carter, and suddenly they come out of the woodwork.
Mm-hmm.
Funny you mentioned Finley Carter. I was driving up MLK this morning and saw a large storage unit in the parking lot of one of those funeral homes, and it made me think, Next one, old Friendly Finley. We storm as long as you want. That was such a scandal.
Nightmare.
Yep. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
All women are crazy. And so are we. No wonder things have gone so smoothly for us in the romance department. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Roger Marley coming in at 6 o'clock. He'll have a safe word for you. Could get you a thou. You prepared? You prepared now?
Whoa.
I don't think you are. I don't think you are.
Whoa.
Put it in
What's
the
wrong
put
with
it
you?
In the right slot, Dave.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. Here's the last update before quitting time. Woo! All right, let's start.
All right.
Fort Myers.
Crash. Why do I think when you're not around us, you hang out with people that look like him?
With who?
That picture.
I don't hang out with people like that, bro.
Yeah. Come on.
All right, Fort Myers crash. San Carlos Boulevard and South Tamiami Trail. Be on the lookout for that. Fort Myers crash. Gladiolus Drive and Tamiami Trail. And Lee County, we have a crash, Corkscrew and Palms Boulevard and Lehigh Acres, crash.
Take your time. You're fine.
LeBeau Circle and State Road 82. You're up to date.
And you are up to date.
That's what I said. What, you can't hear? Jeez, get it right, man.
Went partying the other
night.
Started drinking and got real tight. We was playing with all our friends. Felt so good we had to play it again. Hey, bartender.
Ah, it's going through Dave's head.
Hey, bartender. Draw one, draw two, draw three more glasses of beer. She was sitting down on the end. I said, baby, can we
be friends?
You look as sweet as can be. Come on down and drink with me.
Hey,
hey bartender. Hey, man.
Looky
hey,
here.
Bartender.
Looky here.
Draw one, draw two, draw three more glasses of beer.
Mm-hmm.
having so much fun. I didn't know it was half past one. Turned around to have one more.
Woo!
Looked at the clock and it was
half past four.
Hey, bartender.
Hey, bartender. Looky here.
One draw, two draw, three more glasses of beer. Well, the jukebox playing everything. Everybody was beginning to sing. That's when I heard somebody call.
Last call for alcohol.
Hey, bartender.
Right, Dave?
Hey, bartender.
Hey, go out to the lanai.
Brat. It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Like they say, being a parent is a full-time job, but it seems more like a horrible unpaid internship. Yeah. Where, like, the first 5 years, you bring your boss lunch, and he just throws it on the ground half the time. How are you running this company? I would never accept that job in an interview. They'd be like, do you want this full-time job? Oh, well, what does it pay? You pay. Thousands. For at least 18 years, or you could go to jail. Well, what do I get out of it? You get judged for asking that question. What do you get out of it? You get love. For 13 years. Ten to 13 years. And then you get judged and resented for 5 to 10 years. And then you get love again based on how much money you give them. I'm not saying that kids aren't worth it. I'm just saying that they cost more than they're worth.
Have yourselves a great weekend, Lord willing. We're back here on Monday, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey!
How are you?
Outstanding.
Broadway, I know we had a week off, and we didn't get a chance to talk to you, but things have been going on the show today, and I want to ask you something. You are a legend, a Hall of Famer, Super Bowl quarterback, TV, movies. You ever do stand-up comedy?
I don't know if you'd call it stand-up comedy, but a lot of times, not so much anymore, but... back in the day, I would be asked to host various charity events
Sure. Or
make an appearance.
Ah, and you'd get up there, grab the microphone, do a little introduction, and then, make people laugh a little bit?
All the time.
And weren't you also part of that comedy team with Namath, Gifford, and O.J.?
Absolutely. It's come to be known as ABC's Nightmare Booth. I think we had the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. And Frank made Kathy Lee sing.
I'll tell you what, I have never felt smarter than when I was in that booth.
Yeah, that was an amazing year. That was a long time ago, back in the 80s, but who can forget it? If you're old enough to remember, that Monday Night Football booth, Frank Gifford, Joe Namath, and O.J. Simpson.
Boy, I felt like like I was Einstein.
You know what? You've been Einstein this season so far. You didn't pick games last week because we were on vacation, but week number one...
That's probably good, because I would have gotten a fair amount wrong.
Week number one...
There were some crazy games last week.
Yeah, there was. But you, overall, this season, 19 wins, 9 losses, and 2 ties. First 2 weeks of the season, Broadway, we had a tie. That hadn't been one for years.
Well, yeah, and as I said, there's been some real surprises this season.
All right, well, oh, by the way, did you have the Rams beating the Vikings last night?
Well, I think I've been pretty consistent of saying the Rams and the Chiefs are the class of the NFL right now.
All right. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks of the week for week number 4 in the NFL. His winners on Sunday: Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Green Bay, Philadelphia, Indianapolis, Miami, Jacksonville, Oakland, Arizona, New Orleans, the Chargers, Pittsburgh, and on Monday night, the Kansas City Chiefs. Broadway, what else you got in the pipeline? We were talking about you've done just about everything. You got anything that you haven't done yet that you want to do?
Oh, well, you know, once I had my first threesome, that really cut the list off.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.